The spotted winged Drosophila fruit fly was first discovered in California in 2008, and by the following year, it had spread to Florida. In 2011, it was detected in New England. Agriculture officials across the region expect more reports of damage caused by the insect this year. Most at risk are late-season soft fruits like raspberries and blueberries, along with blackberries, elderberries, grapes, peaches, and cherries. University of Vermont Extension vegetable and berry specialist Vern Grubinger warns the potential for damage on those crops is extremely high.
This pest has spread like crazy all across the country. It was in most of our region last year, except for a few spots, especially in northern New England. So there's every reason to think it's going to be everywhere this year.
While most common fruit flies are attracted to overripe fruit, Cornell University Berry Extension Support Specialist Kathy Heidenreich explains that's not the case with this new species.
The spotted winged Drosophila has an egg layer, the female does, where she's able to actually poke those eggs into ripening fruit before they're even harvested. Common fruit flies really is only interested in those fruit that are already passed that most people wouldn't want to eat in the first place, whereas spotted winged Drosophila actually puts those eggs in the ripening fruit, which are the ones that customers and consumers and growers will be harvesting.
And that's why the spotted winged Drosophila is a concern. First found in New York in the Hudson Valley and the Finger Lakes in 2011, it spread across the state in 2012. New York State Integrated Pest Management Fruit Program Coordinator Juliet Carroll says it has projected significant potential losses to commercial fruit growers in New York from the invasive fly.
The value of production of all of these crops in New York exceeds $94 million. So these are high-value crops, and if we project that loss, we could be looking at up to $7 million in lost value.
Juliet Carroll describes the subtle signs a fruit has been infested.
What is distinctive, after the egg hatches and the larvae begin to develop inside the fruit may appear to have a dimple on it, or the side of it might have a sunken area. And in certain of the fruits, the larvae create breathing holes. So there will be a little tiny hole in the skin of the fruit. And if you gently squeeze, it will leak juice out of this pinhole.
Extension and agricultural experts are educating growers on how to best manage for the spotted winged Drosophila. They are mapping the track of the insect and testing prevention and control measures. Vern Grubinger says growers, including backyard gardeners, must prepare and take action or risk losing crops.
On a small scale, it's possible to use insect netting. It appears that if you thoroughly cover the crop, you could be able to keep this pest out. Then there are some cultural practices that are really important, like picking fruit immediately when it's ripe so you don't give it a chance to be exposed to attack, and then putting that fruit right into the refrigerator or freezing it so that even if there was an egg laid in there, it won't develop, and you know it's so tiny that you probably wouldn't notice it. Even though it sounds gross, the eggs and larvae are actually really tiny and they don't pose any risk to human health.
The invasive fruit fly has no natural predators here. Native to Asia, including northern Japan, it has adapted to colder northern climates like the U.S. Northeast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.